Greetings, everyone, in the name of Jesus Christ, our soon coming King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This is the True Word Radio Program of Apostolic Ministries of America Incorporated, a church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Our headquarters is located at 1422 Norwood Avenue in the city of Titusville, Florida, where you are always welcome to come and hear God's Word preached in its fullness, as it was on the day of Pentecost and during the early days of the Christian church, when devout men of God became pricked in their hearts after hearing the Word of God preached according to the revelation of Jesus Christ, and cried out, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." We hope that you will stay tuned to this broadcast and receive the Word of God, amen, to where it will be a benefit, not only, amen, to you, but to all of those that you may impart it to, including your neighbor, your children, and their children. The next voice that you will hear will be that of none other than Chief Elder Charles Ford Walker. God bless.
Salvation can be ours. Glory to God. We just ask you, Lord, to continue to let us grow in knowledge and strength and in revelation of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you to keep us in all of your ways, Lord. We ask you to keep us, Lord, in all of our endeavors. Lord, we just ask you to be with us, amen, to the end of this journey. Lord, be with us every piece of the way. Lord, be with us in every mile that we have to travel. Lord, be with us when our children, amen, travel this journey. Lord, be with us when our grandchildren, glory to God, travel this journey. We ask you, Lord, to just keep them in your ways. Lord, we just ask you to reveal, glory to God, the revelation of Jesus Christ to the world today, that they can be saved. Glory to God, that they can see. Glory to God, this plan of salvation, that they can realize that it is for them. In the name of Jesus Christ, glory to God, hallelujah, that he died, amen, for their sin, that he rose again, glory to God, the third day, that he ascended into heaven, glory to God, and sat down on the right hand of God as the intercessor. And oh God, every time that we need him, every time that we need his blood, glory to God, to redeem us, he has it in heaven with him. Glory to God, he has it on the altar. He has it on the mercy seat. He has it at the throne of God. He can just reach back. Glory to God, amen, and touch his blood. Glory to God to bring us back. Glory to God to redeem us. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for this plan of salvation. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us. We thank you, Lord, our soul, glory to God, hallelujah. Our soul cries out, glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, just give us the strength to continue this journey. Oh, God, just give us the strength, glory to God, hallelujah, to be one in that number when you come for your church, when you come for the church without spot or wrinkle. When you come for the church that is without blemish. When you come for the church, glory to God, that is holy and without blame. Lord, let us be one of the members. Glory to God, hallelujah. Let us be, glory to God, hallelujah, those that have followed his thing to the end. Those that have kept the word. Those that have kept the testimony of Christ. Those that didn't cherish their life. Glory to God, hallelujah, but was willing to lay it down. Oh God, we just ask you to keep us in all of your ways, Lord. Glory to God, as we negotiate these lies and evil days that are upon us. We ask you, Lord, to keep our children. We ask you, Lord, to keep our loved ones. Oh God, we just ask you to just heal us, Lord, of our afflictions. Lord, we ask you to heal us of our disease. Oh God, we ask you to go into the old folks' home. Go into the hospitals, Lord, and catch the saints of God. Catch the saints that are calling upon you. Catch the saints that are calling upon your name. Lord, we ask you to touch them. Lord, we ask you to pick them up. Lord, we ask you to stand them up. Glory to God, and set their feet on holy ground. Lord, we ask you to restore them, Lord. We ask you to forgive them, Lord, of the sins that they may have committed. We ask you, Lord, that they be restored. Glory to God, back to your holy church in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we ask you to look down on the church here at Norwood. Glory to God, hallelujah. We ask you, Lord, to bless each and every soul in the church. We ask you, Lord, to bless the leaders. Glory to God, hallelujah. We ask you, Lord, to bless each and every elder in the church here today. Lord, we just ask you to just keep in your word. Lord, we just ask you to let salvation always rest upon them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to keep them, oh God, from hurt, harm, or danger. We ask you to keep them safe on the highway. We ask you, Lord, to keep them safe in the air. We ask you, Lord, to keep them safe from the evil things that men do. Oh God, we ask you to protect them against hurt, harm, and danger, that your word can continue to go out, that your word can continue to be witnessed. Glory to God among the land of the living. Glory to God, hallelujah. Letting all of the world know that they must turn from their sins. Glory to God, to the righteousness that is in Jesus Christ, if their salvation is to come into their hearts. Oh God, we just ask you to keep us, Lord. Oh God, help us to continue this way in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let the request of each and every a soul be honored here today. Oh God, let the prayers of each and every individual be here today. We ask you, Lord, to put a blessing upon each and every one of us, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, we believe you. Lord, we believe. Oh God, if we wait until the end, Lord, we know that you will show up. Oh God, with healing in your wounds. Lord, we're going to wait upon the Lord. In Jesus' name, let the church say, amen. Glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. How to make up your mind, huh? Sometimes you're going to have to make up your mind. I come from a family of 13. Glory to God, hallelujah. I would have loved to seen my mother. I would have loved to seen my father embrace the apostles' doctrine, get saved in the name of Jesus, and baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. I would have loved to seen either of my 12 siblings, glory to God, hallelujah, get saved and live according to the apostles' doctrine and live above sin. I would love to see that. Glory to God, but if it don't work, it don't work for them. Glory to God, until they want to make it work. You can preach, you can preach, you can teach, you can plead, you can give, you can take, and I done give every one of them everything I ever made in my life. I give it all away to them. Ain't done a bit of good. Bought them houses, homes, cars, you name it. Sent them to school, college, graduated them. Ain't done a bit of good. Huh? Who are kept by the power of God through faith. Yes. Through faith. This thing is about faith. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It ain't about giving that which is holy to the dogs. Amen. Huh? No. It ain't about it. No. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No, it's not. Amen. The only thing that is going to help anybody is the word of God. And the way it is and the way it is written. Glory to God. That's how it helps us. Amen. And that's why we keep it through faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Read on.
Unto salvation ready to be revealed in the last
time.
Wherein you greatly rejoice.
Oh, glory to God. You ought to be happy. Wherein you greatly rejoice. You know that God has come and he has saved us again. We've been saved from all of that destruction that is up on the land. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We've been saved in the name of Jesus through his resurrection, through him coming back from the dead. He give us that lively hope. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That we, amen, are candidates. Glory to God for all of those things. Glory to God that are reserved in heaven for us. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Wherein ye greatly rejoice. Though now for what?
Great rejoice through now for a season.
For a season. It won't be long. It's just a little while. This is just a season that we are up on the earth here. We only have to contend, amen, for a season. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
If need be.
Yes.
Ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations.
Yes.
That the trial of your faith being much more precious than gold, than of gold that perishes.
Oh, the trial of your faith
being
much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried by fire. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Might what?
Be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. It's all about his appearing. It's all about us enduring until he comes again. It ain't about worrying about too many people. It ain't about letting people bring you down. It ain't about letting people compromise what you believe just to make them happy. They'll never be happy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You give them an inch, they'll take a mile. Yes, they will. I've experienced that in my life. I've experienced that with my family. Huh? I've experienced it. I've seen it. The more you give them, the more they're going to need. And the more they need, the more pressure they'll put on you to give them more. And they never will settle down. Glory to God, and accept God's word. God has to smash them into the dirt. Huh? He has to smash their face into the dirt and let them smell the sewers. Glory to God. Amen. Of dung. Before they will realize that there's a God that created them for their glory. Yes, he will. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Receive.
Mm-hmm.
Receiving the end of your faith.
Uh-huh.
Even the salvation of your soul.
Receiving the end of your faith. Even the salvation of your soul. Huh? There used to be a song of Mama Don't Go, Don't You Hinder Me. I'm on my way to Canaan land. Huh? If you don't go, don't you hinder me. Huh? Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's many, many people started out in this race. Huh? And along the way, they got drugged to the side. Glory to God. Hallelujah. By someone that didn't want to go. And they messed up to where you can't go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But receiving the end of your faith, even the salvations of your soul. And then this is not any kind of salvation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is a salvation. Glory to God that was spoken of God. Amen. To redeem man back to that holy state, to where we can be as he is, to where we can see him, to where we can be as the angels, to where we can live as the angels, to where, glory to God, hallelujah, his word will keep us for all eternity. His word will feed us for all eternity. Glory to God, hallelujah. It's not any kind of salvation that we're talking about. Glory to God. It's the salvation that God brought. Amen. And worked out that would bring us back to him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Many people, amen, don't want to be with God, apparently. Many people want to be separated from God. And if a person want to be separated from God, there's nothing you can do. Huh? You can pray all that you want to. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They can pray all they want to. If they want to be separated from God, it's nothing that's going to happen. There first has to be a willing mind. If there first be a willing mind, then you can work and then you can go. But in the absence of a willing mind, there's nothing that you can do outside of God Almighty intervening himself. Glory to God, and giving them an experience that they'll never forget.
That's right.
Oh, yes. And this salvation, let's look at this salvation a little bit before we close out.
Of which salvation prophets have inquired.
Oh, the prophets have inquired. When the Holy Ghost would move up on the prophets.
Yes.
My God, you just need to visualize this, saints, and just understand it. When the Holy Ghost would move up on the prophets, glory to God, giving them some insight unto this great plan to salvation that has been given to us in this dispensation. Amen. They became curious, and they would inquire of God. They would ask God. They would seek, amen, more information on what, amen, the Holy Ghost had caused them to speak or had moved up on them. And the more inquisitive they become, the more they begin to inquire about it. They begin to search how? They begin to search for it diligently.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. They begin to search out for this thing that God has reserved for you. My God, down through all of the ages of the prophets, beginning with Adam, all the way down to Malachi, they begin to search for it diligently, wanting to find out what it was, glory to God, hallelujah, that was going to bring man back to the image of God. Amen. And they searched diligently, and they prophesied what?
Of which salvation the prophets have inquired,
yes,
and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you.
Unto them.
Unto you.
Unto them.
Unto you.
Unto you. My God. Here's all the prophets. Huh? They're not talking about themselves. Huh? They're not talking about their time. They're talking about the grace that's going to come unto you.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. They lost their lives for it. Huh? They lost their lives. They were sawed asunder. They had to wander in deserts, in sheepskin and animal clothing. They were destitute. They were without diligently. All prophesying of the grace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we're going to let somebody take that away from us? Oh, I'm telling you, saints, you need to hold on to what you got. Huh? One more verse.
Searching what?
Searching what?
Of what manner of time? The Spirit of Christ. Which was in them. Did signify. When it testified.
Beforehand.
The suffering of Christ. And the glory that should follow.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. The glory that should follow. The glory that should follow. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. If there's ever been a time in the history of the world that was all right for you to live in, would be this dispensation. For it is what everything pointed to. All of the prophets diligently inquired of this dispensation grace. When man, no matter how low he is, no matter how low down he is, through the blood of Jesus, he can become. become a son again and live forevermore and receive all that is reserved in heaven for him. This is the time to live, saint.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor. Tell your children.
Yes.
This is the time to live.
Yes.
This is the time to be in this world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the suffering of Christ and the glory that should be revealed.
Yes.
After the suffering of Christ, after all that he did, glory to God, hallelujah, that which was revealed was that now man can live again. Man can live without sin. Man can live again in the image of God.
Yes.
The glory that should, glory to God, Father. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. One more verse and we're through.
Twelve.
Yes.
Unto whom it was revealed.
Unto whom it was revealed.
That not unto themselves.
Listen to this. Not unto themselves. Here's these great men of God. Moses.
Yes.
Moses even said it.
Yes.
He said, you know, you hard-headed children and everything, God is going to raise up a prophet like unto me. Him you shall hear. He's going to take the law and he's going to put it in your hearts and he's going to slap it into your forehead. Glory to God. And make you a people that will serve him. All of God's great men. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That has ever been in the world, to whom it was revealed. Not unto themselves. Glory
but
to God.
Us that did
but
minister,
unto us, they what?
That they did minister the thing.
Oh, glory to God. All of Zechariah's problems, all of Jeremiah's problems, all the works of Isaiah ministered these things to you, to this dispensation, that everything pointed to was when Christ would come into the world to save it from sin. Glory to God that man could live again.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. We ought to be happy.
Yes.
We ought to be glad to sing that song.
Thank
when
you.
I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me.
Yes.
You know, my soul looks back.
My soul.
Oh, glory to God and wonder how I got over. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, don't throw this away, saints. Many, many people have thrown it away.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Many, many people have saw it laying by the wayside and won't reach down to pick it up. Glory to God, I'm here to tell you today, it's the only thing that's going to save us. Huh?
Yes.
Being big and being mighty and being powerful is not going to save us.
Right.
Glory to God, it's this glory. Glory to God that should be followed, or it is the glory that should follow. Amen. The coming of Christ, that is what's going to save us. Unto whom it was revealed, not unto themselves, but who? But unto us, they did minister these things, which are what? Now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel. Huh? Unto you with the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Preach the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost. All glory to God. Sent down for?
Sent down from heaven.
Sent down from heaven.
All
glory to God. Hallelujah. Ain't no need of me saying no more. I can stop right here today.
Yes.
Angels desire to look down upon you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Which things are now reported unto you. Glory to God. By them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. Which things the angels desire to look down upon you. When this gospel is being preached,
oh, oh,
with the Holy Ghost upon the minister. Glory to God. Preaching salvation and those things that are going to follow, and of those things that are to be revealed in the last times that are reserved in heaven for you. The angels desire, glory to God, to look down upon. Glory to God, for they realize that all who follow this way becomes, amen, brethren. Glory to God, hallelujah, of the manifold family of God. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you for all that you've done. Amen. For the human family. Amen. If nobody else don't thank him, you thank him.
Yes,
the Bible say, let the redeemed say so.
Yes,
let the redeemed say so. Glory to God, because nobody else knows how to say so.
That's it.
Nobody else knows how to say so.
Yes.
If you don't say so, then nobody's going to say so, because nobody else can.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you. One more verse. One more verse. Just read one more verse, and then with you. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and what? And hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you. Did you hear me say a while ago, God's going to have to smack you in the dirt to get it? It's going to take the revelation of Jesus Christ, glory to God, to turn anybody around. You can't do it. No matter how much you love him, it's going to take the revelation of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind and be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you. It can't get to you no other way except through the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's why, amen, I was telling the people last night, you got to understand this thing about Jesus. For if you don't have the complete revelation of Jesus Christ, then you can't have salvation the way you need it. You can't understand this salvation, glory to God, until you have the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's why we preach Jesus all the time. That's why we show Jesus in everything, because we need that revelation in order to understand what we have. Glory to God, hallelujah. And we just thank God, amen, for another chance, amen, to expound the word of God, amen, to those, amen, who, amen, are willing to sit and listen, willing to turn their radio on and listen to the word of God, willing, amen, to listen through epistles and read by epistle, amen, the word of God. We thank God for all of them, wherever they are, in all parts of the world. Amen. We thank God for you. We know that God will never leave you. God will never forsake you, even though it may seem, amen, hard, it may seem unfair, but in the eyes of God, he's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. You are still his child, and you will always be, as long as you are obedient to the gospel of God. Hope is there for each and every one in this world. May God be with you, and may God keep you in his name, the precious name of Jesus, until he come again. And there with us, and there with all of the saints of God, may we all crown him King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Yes, yes, yes.
Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. At this time, we will have prayer for those that are in need of prayer. Amen. If there are any that wants prayer today, amen, just come on up to the altar. And Lord, in all of our endeavors, Lord, we just ask you to be with us.